And welcome everybody to our next session on the Sixth Sense of Insight and Intuition as we work with transforming sadness and overexcitement into harmony. So I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to let me know if there's anything up for you. You can feel free to type that on into the chat feature, and you're welcome to send that privately or to the group. And as you take these just first, 30 seconds to settle in, finding a nice, quiet, cozy place for yourself to either sit or lay and be undisturbed. I recognize I already said this off of the recording, but now that the recording is rolling, I feel drawn to repeat myself, and that the space here is not the usual scene that you're used to seeing. I'm in Calgary for the week. I did a little bit of assisting with a breathwork class or well experience, really. It was a 3-hour session the other evening, and we had a didgeridoo playing live, and I'm still feeling all the vibrations of that yummy sound. So I'm feeling very well resourced and fulfilled after my travels here. So I'm gonna take this next minute. I'm seeing some chats roll in. Happy new moon to everybody, yes. And happy solar eclipse in Taurus the other day. We're on the other side of that now. As we enter eclipse season, it's always an interesting, juicy time, isn't it? All right, y'all. So as you're settling into those spaces, feel free to make any adjustments that the body might be calling for. And if it's okay to do so, I'll invite you just to drop inward. Perhaps beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to connect to life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant or even neutral, taking a moment to savor that and receive this as the nourishment that it is. Perhaps in some way, this is also a way to let your body know you've arrived, you're here. You're welcome to even take a couple breaths to call in your energy back from any other places where it may have been, as you continue to soak in this pleasantness, this neutralness of being here. I'll invite you now to take a moment to scan your body, or if it feels more comfortable to do so, scanning your external environment. And whether you're inward or outward, taking a moment to notice what's here that's pleasant, again, or at the very least neutral for me. For those of you inward, it may be a time in which you felt most like you, a memory. Or it might be an area of your body that feels particularly pleasant and easeful to be with. And as you notice that, taking a moment to receive all the parts of this you like the most, and savoring them, receiving this nourishment as it is. And as you receive that all, noticing the impact, how does the rest of your body mind feel? And for those of you who are looking at something external, this is the opportunity to notice that impact of how that felt internally inside of you. Savoring the impact. And in a way, all this savoring and receiving of nourishment is an opportunity to really rewire our nervous systems to notice what's working well, what's beautiful, and to help orient our bodies to becoming more familiar and normalizing the sensual delights that are here. It's easy to look at the other side sometimes. So as we retrain our bodies, noticing any particular places that might feel actually kind of the opposite of this, pleasantness or neutralness. In essence, what might be alive here in your system? And as you let yourself really become aware of those patterns, those challenges, those holdings, those bracings contained within the system, letting them be welcome here. Much in the same way that we work with the reveal and release, the core reveal and release, welcoming this and allowing it to be here just as it is. Just as you welcome yourself to be here, just as you are. And thank you for being here. And being you. Oh my gosh, thank goodness you're you. And thank you so much for your presence here. And thank you to all that's gone into creating that, your families, your lineages, your ancestries. And the very land that nourished us all. The deepest of bows and thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded this land, this nourishment that's fed us all. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we head into today's session, we're starting off with lymphatic drainage for the entire midline of the body, front, back, including that spine. And as we run lymphatic drainage through the very core, working with the consciousness of trust, as well as the understanding of anything that goes to the very core of our being. And hot on the heels of that, working with a connection to hydration and water element. Hydration working to take in water, joy, releasing any impurities. And that water element, which helps us to do the going to the core part, also balances our nervous system, our muscles, our bones. Pardon me, not muscles, our nervous system and our bones. And as we work with this, we're working with its connection to the muscles of the body. So as we run all this stuff through the midline, imagine that we're setting a really solid center point for all of the movements around you via your muscles to move through, to pulse through, to vibrate through, to dance through. And as we center and align this core and solidify its presence in a way that allows for flexibility and openness to be here, linking it to wood element that governs those muscles, those tendons, those ligaments. And as we balance this connection between the core and just starting to branch outward into the musculature, as we move into wood elements, it's a time in which we move into spring, into growth, into birth. What's ready to be born today? What's ready to be released from that very core of yours today? And as we do this, releasing an emotion of sadness in a space that's it's thin to connect to, maybe energetically. It's perhaps even a place where you may need to enter with imagination a little bit more so. That space between water element and wood element, that space between the core of knowing, perhaps the core of being, the core of you, to the branching out into movements. Almost as if there is a block to potentially taking action because of this sadness or this despair, this heaviness that's here. And as we release that, I see it in the space between, as I mentioned, the water and wood elements, and also the space between the midline and ever just off to the side so slightly, through the front, the back, the side body, all the way around the spine. And it's the sadness that looks like it was actually yours, not yours, but inherited through the family lines going back 5 generations through dad's side and 12 generations on mom's side. It's going back a fair ways. And as we ripple through the generations, allowing this buildup, this core of, not quite core, but just adjacent to the core of sadness that's wrapped around the core. And if we could imagine that as almost like a really thin, long line, much like your spine, the core of your body is. The upper left-hand quadrant is holding on to the essences of, I know how to do this better than anyone else. Yeah, I know better. I know best. I got this. On the bottom left-hand quadrant is this energy of doubt. The I know better, I know best is just the compensation for that doubt. And as we release those, we're also going to release the right-hand side stuff all at the same time. And in the bottom right-hand corner is, I'm going to call it spiritual bypassing, the times in which you go, ah, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good because it's all from Creator, Source, God, Spirit. When, if we slow it down just a little bit, there might actually be some pain or some hurt hiding there. So that pattern of spiritual bypassing wrapped around as a coping mechanism, a way in which we really just organize our energies to stay safe and protected. However, in this case, it's actually ironically cementing in the sadness. To use perhaps more, I want to say, not quite popular culture in the last year or two, we have started to term this toxic positivity. It might be another way to speak to that. And as I go up now to the upper right-hand quadrant of this sadness, this element of sadness that's wrapped around this core of you. And it's got the essence of I'm not enough. And with it comes this sensation of like collapsing. It's like, it's never going to be enough. So don't bother efforting and trying. Just settle for less and collapse and stay collapsed. And with it, not just sadness, but elements of despair and hopelessness here. And there's even a tinge of violence with it. It's so intense, this upper right-hand piece. Yeah. And we actually need to peel back all 4 layers of the quadrants that I've outlined there simultaneously off of this pole of sadness, as I'll term it. And as it flies off, what I see happening in the very center of that core is it's actually the energy of a black hole, which is like limitless potential, which is limitless energy, which is limitless possibilities, opportunities. And in the very center of that core, I actually see the schematics, the blueprint of you, the blueprint of your essence, the blueprint of how it is you are naturally supposed to be, and your patterns that got inherited along with that, just stifling the edges and the expression of that. So as we release this all, we're linking into the 10th house for outward expression, for recognition of who you really are authentically wired to be. Onassis weight of sadness releases. If there's any elements that need to go back through the family lines to receive them, they get all the voices, all the thoughts, all the beliefs, all the patterns of emotions and thought and behavior that are intertwined together. And as they get handed back through the family lines from one relative, they get to process that and release it back to their relatives and so on and so forth and so on back until. And as we're working with this all simultaneously, we're doing it through the kidney 24 acupuncture points and roughly the center of either side of the chest that connects us to those spiritual burial grounds. And I see it almost as these black holes now that are emitting smoke, which I often see when I work with the ancestral lines. And however, in this smoke, it's also creating a bit of haziness, like, I don't want to see this, almost like a barrier to insights, a barrier to knowing, a barrier to wanting to know, even though part of you might be driving, you know, 100% at that. There's this other piece of like, maybe not too much. Maybe that would be overwhelming. So as we also release the fear of knowing and the overwhelm that's covering up the sort of kidney 24 points, I see the smoke beginning to clear. Yeah, and now instead of being like a hazy forest fire smoke, it's just got the natural sort of offerings of the energy of the ancestral burial grounds. And as that smoke energetically releases through the system, quieting all of those patterns that we've talked about through all the quadrants of sadness down, so they're even easier to release. I'm going to invite you to make a little sound as we release this. And you might even notice that sound vibrate in one quadrant of your physical being. And you might be curious to notice where that is and what that's doing for you. And the sound might be something as simple as ah or voo. You do a little om if that feels better for you. And if you're in a space where that's just not accessible to make any sound, feel free to do it internally. But if you're in a space where you can make sound, I invite you to express and allow your system the freedom and the vibration of that pulsation coming from the inside out. And as we take a moment just to settle in, picking your sound, and it might be something different than what I've suggested, a reminder to bring in the breath, however it moves through you as we release this all. And if any part of you also feels drawn to literally like lift that off of your body, you're welcome to physically take your hands and do just that. All right, here we go. And as that releases from the very core, there's this one remaining little tendril hooked into the third eye, almost like a protective covering. Like, don't see it. That barrier to insight that I mentioned. And as this little tendril releases, it just wants a different vibration. So I'm actually going to connect it to the internal AUM, OM. That's naturally resonant within the ventricles of your brain. If we could take the ventricles of your brain out and shapeshift them just a little bit, they actually trace the symbol of the word OM. And as we connect it to the ventricles, within the ventricles is the production center of CSF through the third ventricle, the choroid plexus, for those of you that like that sort of stuff. And as those production centers produce that cerebrospinal fluid, giving rise to what nourishes us, what protects us. and giving our body minds the capacity to receive that nourishment and that protection alike, balancing all that's yin and yang simultaneously. And as we bring in all of that balancing energy through to the third eye, releasing any other barriers to insight, of knowledge, of knowing, I see it as releasing one final bit of hopelessness from the backside of the third eye. And it's almost like a button. We just need to unclick the button. So I'm going to invite you to take a moment to breathe. And we're going to tap this part in alongside of everything else that we've tapped out here. Invitation to breathe in any way that the body, mind, perhaps even the third eye feels called to in this moment. As it unhooks, as that releases. Hey, beautiful. And then we're working with a cell repair, restoring the cells back to their fullest potential of health. And this time it's actually for the heart in the muscle layer, the myocardium layer. As we worked from moving from water to wood, think of this as a connection point perhaps from wood to fire, from wood to fire. And as we work with the muscle, wood, and the heart, fire, and this myocardium piece here, and running this cellular repair, it's actually related to the family lines on Dad's side. And we're going back a fair ways, 18 generations, on the emotional frequencies of not just sadness, but also the other pieces that we've spoken to in part today, despair, hopelessness, and overwhelm. This isn't, you know, sort of low-key sadness. This is the type of sadness that might even result in, you know, lifelong depression type of stuff. And as we release that, it's carrying with it a signature of protection in the form of don't get your hopes up. And with it, connected to that is the essence of come here, I want that thing, but it's too painful to take in, I don't want to get my hopes up, so it better go away again. But why isn't here? I need it over here. And oh my gosh, no, that's too painful. Go away. And there's this struggle, this challenge. And it's actually linking into when you were in the womb and you were experiencing perhaps pieces of nutrition moving through mom's system that were really lovely for you, that you didn't really want to take in, but you had to. You needed the nutrition, but you didn't want the toxicity. Perhaps some of the choices that she was making and what she was putting into her body. So I wonder, in this moment, if we could separate out that sense of toxicity from the sense of nourishment from that womb space. And as we do so, releasing with body chemistry all toxicities through all frequencies, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. So we can do this not just for the food, but the general atmosphere, so that we can separate out the nourishment and receive what was healthy for us emotionally, mentally, spiritually, to drink in, to receive. And as we separate that out from the womb space, linking that specifically from, pardon me, as we separate out that toxicity through the amniotic fluid, now we're going to rinse and repeat that through the blood vessels of the umbilical cord. And as that releases through the cord, doing the same now from the very heart of mom and the heart of you in the womb space, separating out again toxicity and nourishment in the heart space, so when you were in the womb, for both you and for mom, to further support that piece just a little bit. We're connecting it to the element of earth to support change in a way that invites in peace as well as even more nourishment. And I see the toxicity piece emotionally in the heart space as being that of the realm of sadness again. So as we also unhook the sadness, giving babe you the permission to not have to soak it in. The parts that might have been nourishing for you get to be here, and the other parts get to release. And as we separate this out and continue to work with those body chemistries, we're also going to run circulation of all the basic healing resources through to both hearts to restore nourishment, as well as to restore the essence of what it means to receive nourishment while in connection with another being. What is it to receive the gifts, the blessings of another human being and all the nourishment that it can provide, including blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out the nervous and immune system alike, but really our whole body to heal. Balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And then also working with the hydration technique to take up water and joy. And also releasing on another level any impurities that just don't need to be here. Any old patterns and challenges that also no longer serve the system get to release here. And as it unwinds through the heart spaces, linking it into house number 12, house of releasing, ending, letting go, allowing, peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And as we release those patterns from the heart space, bringing into alignment again what it means to receive connection that's nourishing. Yeah, what if you're allowed to receive that now? What if by making space from setting down all those other toxicities, there's room, there's time, and there's space to take in this nourishment. And as you allow yourself the space, the grace to receive this, running another cell repair through mom's side, going back four generations on an emotional frequency of sadness. And it's the sadness of, perhaps the sadness of what you might call a mother's sadness, the sadness of feeling that you passed on to your children some sort of pain. And as we release the sadness from here, there's some perhaps pieces to also sort of separate out here. So there's your personal sadness from witnessing that, so whether you have kids or not. And I'm betting that you still have that in some way, shape, or form. I played out with my dogs, for example. And the other side of that is allowing the kids to have their own experiences, their own pain, their own suffering, their own hurts. It's supposed to be their journey. It's supposed to be their path. And it's not our job to rescue, to save. And if it helps to maybe even reframe offering this as a possibility, what if our job was simply just to be there when they were ready to look at a piece of pain and hurt? Almost like you're an attendant waiting at a threshold. How can I help? And if that help's not, you know, needed or wanted, or they're busy, you know, wallowing or going into deeper pain for their own purposes, their own paths, their own journeys, perhaps it gives us the opportunity to get in touch and have space to look at our own and become even more ready and available for when someone might need, inquire, ask for assistance. and releasing perhaps the sadness and the pain additionally around the times in which you may have overly mothered or smothered or suffocated in some way, shape, or form. And whether you, again, play that out with your children, your dogs, your clients, or anybody else, noticing those patterns of wanting to perhaps rush in and prevent pain and hurts and suffering. And I think if we can imagine anybody learning anything new, knowing that they have to have that bit of pain, suffering, challenge in order to grow, imagining perhaps a toddler learning to walk for the first time. We wouldn't, you know, tell the toddlers, just sit down, you're going to hurt yourself. Because learning to walk is a challenge. They will hurt themselves. And it's required. It's required. There's no other way. Even when they're being careful and cautious, there's still those times where they fall down. And they must in order to learn what it means to rise. And now I'm thinking of a quote, and I'm paraphrasing this, and it's from a Sanskrit text, and in essence, the takeaway message is, the one who falls is not the one who rises. The one who falls is not the one who rises. And perhaps if we try to rescue or save or prevent the fall, we also prevent the saving, the rising that has to happen through the necessary ingredients of honoring the fall. As painful as it might be, as saddening to your own mother's heart as it may be to watch the fall. Must be Mother's Day coming up. Yep, I think it is. And as we work with all of that energy, releasing the sadness through the mother's heart in all of those forms that I took a few minutes to belabor, perhaps. And as we release this particular piece of sadness, simultaneously drawing in nourishment through the soles of the feet. And these souls, S-O-L-E, might be also the container in which we connect our actual soul, S-O-U-L, to through the earth. And when we were in the womb space, we actually connected to that earth space via mom's fundus of her uterus. So as, you know, baby pushed off the base of that uterus, ejecting themselves into the world and being born, it actually gave them the capacity to have that first connection of what it meant to be grounded. And we're calling in that experience of when you were born, or perhaps even the lack of it, if you didn't have that opportunity, if you were born by a C-section and your souls didn't get that opportunity to connect to the earth in that way, or prepare you to connect to the earth in that way. And as we work with this, now repairing and repatterning this connection point between the soles of your feet through kidney one point, roughly in the center of the sole of the foot, connecting that to the earth to release as well as to receive, releasing old static inflammation while also receiving, taking in, drinking in the earth's energy, grounding, nourishing, what it means to be mothering in its healthiest ways, in its healthiest patterns. What does it mean to be a mom? That's linking now into the very edges of the external container of this body-mind, your skin, which is governed by the lungs. And just like the soles of our feet are considered fairly holy, sacred territory, the lungs follow suit as they work with pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, also perhaps tying into the word numinous, N-U-M-I-N-O-U-S, which connects to spirits. And the pneuma, with a P word, works with our, in Greek, the connection to spirits. This is certainly not a new thought that the lungs hold the connection, the consciousness, the connection point to spirit, to source, to creator, to God, whatever your word may be. And as we enter the lungs here, giving rise to new airflow, new possibilities, new birth, with each breath coming alive, breath by breath, releasing another layer of sadness through here. From now, the alveolar sacs, the little teeny tiny outpocketings that allow for the expansion and the contraction of the lungs as they breathe, allowing for that flexibility, elasticity, there's my word, elasticity and resiliency to be here as it operates through this connection. And at the same time here, connecting pineal to pituitary, the strongest masculine feminine balancing we have in all of body talk, and linking that to pancreas reflex point to take in this sweetness, this joy, this connection point to soul, to nourishment, to spirit, to life, to air. How open can I be to this life? How open and soft can this body be to receiving? Running a cellular repair here on the alveolar sacs to restore their elasticity, their resiliency, and the capacity to open and process, particularly the emotion of grief. The lungs and the processing of grief hang out quite closely in Chinese medicine, as well as the first house. This is the beginning, the connection point. And we're linking it through to a spinal balancing, linking all things upper spine and lower spine. And I see it as interweaving through, as I mentioned, all the vertebrae of the spine, but this time, as we've often done before, using opposite sides and same side connections. And as we link the individual vertebrae pairings with that all, it's actually making even more space for the lungs to breathe and the soles of the feet to become more even realigned, allowing for any sort of shifts of adhesions, fascial, connective tissue holdings, old postures here to fade away, to allow the soles of the feet to really drink in the energy of the earth and link that all the way up to the lungs. And as we do so, linking kidney one point to lung ones, and it's our kidneys and energy of Chinese medicine understandings that draw in our inhale, that draw in our essence of inspiration, of connection to inspiration. What does it mean to feel inspired? And as we do so, releasing the connective tissue that's keeping the shoulders rolled in just a little bit more than they need to be. And as that releases, unfolding particularly patterns of doubt, and in particular in the form of feeling crazy, neurotic, psychotic, nuts, unstable, whatever the words are that are often directed and particularly at females. Yeah, the correlation for male-bodied folks is, or those that recognize that essence within themselves quite strongly, and in case that's you, and also tying in the energy of impotence, ineffectiveness, or in essence, we could call all of those patterns, whether they're tied into the masculine or the feminine, of I don't have what it takes, I'm lacking, and not in a small way, in a relatively seemingly large way. And as that comes off of the shoulders, it's also coming off of the upper chest and the neck muscles through the front and the side of the neck in particular. And as it opens up doing an emotional release of sadness now from the very center, the very core of your throat, around the times in which you held back because of these doubts, the times in which you thought, I don't have what it takes, so I won't do it. Releasing the sadness of perhaps looking back at past reflections of life, missed opportunities because of these holdings. In essence, what could have been is what we're releasing here with this sadness. What could have been? And as that comes off of here, I was trying to figure out why I was itching my eyes so much. We are linking it into bladder 1 points on the left-hand side, that inner corner of the eye that helps us to see the present moment with clarity, allowing you to see what the nourishing steps moving forward might be based on noticing the grief of the past, using this sadness, this grief of what could have been, to work with what can be, what's available, what do I want to cultivate, what do I want to step into, and noticing the path forward that gets to be filled again with nourishment. As we work with this, linking this now into the occiput to sacrum reciprocal, which helps to regulate our nervous system. It also supports the energy of our, in particular, ventral vagal portion of our parasympathetic nervous system, which is a lot of big words, which means it connects us to our calmness, to our curiosity, to the desire to have nourishing connection, meaningful connection. And I see that linking into, there's a few things. The consciousness of stability and support, in particular to the back of the head. And it goes all the way down to the back of the neck into governing vessel 14 points, which governs all things yang, helping you to take action, providing nourishment in a different way. And as it receives this support, this stability, making space for the masculine nature within to take even more action that provides even more nourishment, creating a new upward spiral of sorts. And with that, I see the entire core of the body from perineum, that space between vagina, testes, and anus, to crown, lengthening, lightening, and allowing elevation as well as grounding to happen simultaneously with ease. And rather than having to hold yourself up, feeling the experience of what it means to simply be held. And sometimes we think of being held as a form of, you know, collapsing, curling in, going fetal, into those types of postures. And what if you also got to experience being held when you were open, when you were tall, when you stood in your power and your strength, when you held your head high with dignity, with respect? And through this core, running circulation of blood, nerve, and lymph, passion, connection, and cleaning out, overanalyzing, overthinking, and anything that's getting in the way, in essence, of nourishment. Through this midline, linking it to the breath to allow that to continue to flow and circulate as it rides in the back of the breath. And as that blood in particular flows, not just circulating passion, but in a way, the connection to something a little bit more deeper, something perhaps even more meaningful. And blood is often a reference to family, but it can also refer to meaningful connections. The expression, blood is thicker than water, which I haven't spoken to for a while, is often misused. It's often thought that meant honoring the family above all else. And in actuality, that expression comes from being on the battlefield and warriors saying, you know, the people that I serve beside, the people that I walk beside, the people that I'm in arms with, that I'm spilling blood beside, become thicker than water. Water element is often thought to be a connection point to the family lineage. So as we let this blood flow through the center point, calling in essence, the energy here really of loyalty, the energy of what it means to walk side by side with somebody, to walk in arms with somebody, and to be held while you do so. Linking that all to the solar plexus chakra to support personal empowerment and manifestation, as well as digestion. And that digestion, the metabolization, really the alchemization, can include not just food, but our life, our experiences, our emotions. And as we perhaps release anything in the way of that side by side being in our front and, allowing that essence of loyalty to walk and be held side by side, allowing that to come to the forefront. As all those other pieces melt away, and the pieces that may have been preventing that from being really highlighted in the forefront come off of primarily the back body, and with it, the release of guilt, or this idea that you need to hang on to that pain and old suffering. I'm opening my eyes. I'm a little bit paranoid because I went kind of overtime last week without even noticing it. And usually I'm pretty good at honoring that time frame. Yeah, beautiful. And as that releases, and unwinds through the system, running a cellular repair on the belief system, my past need not define my future. My past need not define my future. Orienting to the consciousnesses of childhood challenges, of whether that be abuse, neglect, abandonment, violence, lack of nourishment, if we could sum it all up. The past need not define my future. Linking that into Vomer to xiphoid reciprocal, which connects our bone that's deep in the nose socket to the bone just below the sternum, helps to open up the heart space as it relaxes the ligament that runs in the front of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligament. And as it creates the conditions for the heart to open, we're linking it to an acupuncture point, Yin Wei Mo. Ooh, I think it's 14, but I might be wrong on the number. It's just above the heart. And it's thought to be the, in a way, the gate to our higher self, the gate to the understanding of how perhaps interconnected and entangled we all are. Perhaps even honoring the understanding of there may not be a difference between the outer world and the inner world. Said another way, perhaps honoring the roots of all suffering. And I've pointed to this in like four different ways, and if they don't correlate or quite mash up for you, that's okay, let that go. But if any one of them spoke to you, then working with that essence. And I'll seal them all in perhaps with an even more simple way of saying this all. A connection point to the understanding of I am. Full stop, full sentence, I am. My personal word for this is called Rua, R-U-A. In the Hebrew language, they added an H. I'm not very Hebrew in any sense, but the word came through a while back, well over a year ago now. And in essence, it also cultivates the same meaning as pneuma. It connects to the center point of the breath and the essence of connecting to spirit. Okay, I may have babbled. I may have over babbled that. So we'll just tie it all in with the understanding of again, I am. I am. And as we work with this connection point to the I am, I see it linking now through the throat chakra, through the neck, head, face. And then all the way up to the brow chakra, and just before it gets up there to the brow chakra from the inside of the face, I see all these different little buzzings and vibrations and flutterings, and it's just like a redefining of how is it I'm choosing to face XYZ? How is it I'm choosing to face? Can I take it straight on? Do I need to smile? Do I want to go invisible and turn away? Do I want to collapse and just look down and not take that in? Do I want to look up and avoid by just, staring up at the clouds? Do I want to take it all in? Do I turn my head to one side or the other to, not quite take it in intuitively or not quite take it in logically? And as those patterns, wherever you may find yourself within that mix, and there might be more than one, begin to get highlighted and observed, we're going to run circulation of those same healing resources, blood, nerve, lymph, chi, consciousness, all the way through to the yin yang and hydration that we worked with earlier. And as those circulate through to the face, I see the brow chakra being able to be elevated to lift up. And then the energy flows with ease all the way through to the crown. And as this alignment happens and it reaches the crown, there's this gentle cascade of softness, of white light that begins to coat in a silky, gentle, luxurious way through to the pores of the skin. And as it reaches the pores of the skin, this light helping to transcend anything that's contained within the body. And the body perhaps is nothing more than a reflection point of all that's transpired in your lineage, going back 7 generations, 14 generations, maybe beyond, maybe further. And as it helps to coat the skin, offering gentle support, gentle release of those patterns that have been binding this body mind, allowing for much like an ocean of light that's floating through those pores of your skin. So just gently allow anything else to wash away into the waters of the ocean. And I see that as being also a metaphor for consciousness in a way, as we allow any bits of that ego individuality to the wave, begin any pieces that are ready to drop away to land into the ocean of oneness, the ocean where there is no lack, there is no separation. And as that drops into that space, whatever might be available, if that fits with your worldview, of course. Working with one more reciprocal. This one is connecting the tailbone with the sphenoid, which helps us to connect heaven and earth. The sphenoid being the heaven, the tailbone being the earth. And just as that brow chakra realigns, so too does the sphenoid release any other heaviness that it's carrying. And allowing the tailbone to ground down while the sphenoid reaches up. And much like that spinal alignment, elongation happens here. And any need to sort of hold the sphenoid up releases through the neck, the deep neck muscles in the back of the neck. As that gently unwinds, allowing the sphenoid to actually become even lighter, I see it linking into the points of acceptance on the back of the skull. Linking that into all 5, 6 senses. Connecting into acceptance of all that's sensual and all that gets to feel good. And as we offer that, I see one final release of sadness coming off of the edges of the body, the skin. And releasing it simultaneously from the sac that held you in the womb. The edges of this container, which may have made it overly familiar to have this stored in your body. What a blessing you get to be you. And as that releases through the system, running one more lymphatic circulation through the nervous system, letting it know it doesn't need to hold on to the sadness anymore. The harmony, the compassion that it's meant to cultivate is here. It doesn't need to hold on to this anymore. And with that, I see the lungs take a nice, gentle breath. Noticing what it's like to have a little bit more relief present within the body mind. And as we tap this invitation to breathe with those new shiny lungs, however you may feel called to. Any part of the space that feels pleasant or the very least neutral. Taking a moment to savor this, receiving this nourishment. And if any part of your system feels unsettled, going back to that place of nourishment that you were savoring at the very beginning of our time together. Thank you for being you. And thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for receiving. What a blessing to get to walk beside you in this lifetime in this way. I have a song here. To be honest, I have three. So now I have to choose, but the one that's called Shamanic Healing by Native American Flute is calling me. It's about 2.5 minutes. I'll invite you to settle into that place of pleasantness as you soak this all in. The turnaround on that one was a little tight. I didn't catch it in time. Thank you all. And again, thank you so much for your presence and calling this medicine in. Mwah. Thank you. We'll see you not next week, but the week after. Okay. On our regular Wednesday. All right, my loves, I'm going to sign off for now and wish you a fabulous couple of weeks. Happy integrating. Feel free to re-listen to anything that calls if you're missing our connection time next week. Okay. All my love. Bye for now.